from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen, your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Henrico's Planning Commission endorses several new development projects, and a man is shot and killed in eastern Henrico County. We'll tell you about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. It's brought to you today by Henrico County.
And now for the news.
A 27-year-old Henrico man was shot and killed in eastern Henrico on Friday night, and Henrico police are now seeking the public's help in locating his killer. Cesar Amir Williams was found suffering from gunshot wounds in a parking lot in the 1600 block of Azrock Circle. That's just off Darbytown Road, not far from the City of Richmond line. Shortly after 11 p.m. that night, police and EMS officials attempted to save his life, but he later died at a local hospital. A preliminary investigation found that there might have been an altercation in the parking lot before the shooting. If you know anything or have any details, no matter how small, call Henrico Police Detective Hoover at 804-489-7199, or you can provide tips anonymously through Metro Richmond Crime Stoppers at 780-1000 or online at p3tips.com. At its recent meeting, the Henrico County Planning Commission endorsed a proposal to rezone 4 acres at the corner of Staples Mill Road and Lucas Road to allow a combination Dunkin' Donuts Baskin Robbins with a drive-thru. The site is not far from Hermitage High School. It would be right across Staples Mill Road from an existing Wawa. The developer would be required to take on the expense of widening Staples Mill Road at that location, as well as the associated relocation of a stoplight to allow for the additional traffic in and out of the site. The commission also endorsed a proposal to rezone more than 11 acres on the south side of North Airport Drive, not far from 295, where it meets North Washington Street and Hanover Road. A single-family residential development is proposed there. Both cases ultimately will be heard by the county's Board of Supervisors, which holds final decision-making authority. The Henrico County Office of Virginia Cooperative Extension and Henrico Master Gardeners are offering activities and events throughout June to celebrate pollinators and to promote the role that they play in healthy ecosystems. The events are free to attend and scheduled in conjunction with National Pollinator Week, which is June 19th through 25th. You can see a complete list of the events right now on our website at henricocitizen.com. They begin Saturday, June 3rd with the Master Gardener's Spring Plant Sale and Pollinator Festival at Deep Run Park. Well, this week is Hurricane Preparedness Week, and the Virginia Department of Emergency Management wants to make sure that you are ready for the Atlantic hurricane season, which officially begins June 1st. VDEM encourages people to make a plan, including pre-planning evacuation routes in the event of unfavorable weather. Also, make a kit, an emergency kit that contains essential supplies like food, water, and other necessities to last at least 72 hours. Prepare your home, purchase or renew flood insurance, know your evacuation zone, and stay informed through emergency alerts. We've got details about how you can adhere to all of these tips right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. There's a lot happening in spring sports in Henrico County's high schools, and we've got you covered each week with our Game Time Henrico recap and roundup of what's been going on. You'll want to check out the latest edition to get caught up on baseball, softball, soccer, and more. And today and tomorrow, the drama department at J.R. Tucker High School will present its one-act festival at 7 p.m. both nights. You can see original skits that are written, performed, and directed by Tucker Theater students. Each night is different. Admission is free, but donations will be accepted. For details, visit our website, henricocitizen.com, and click on the calendar page. Today's Henrico News Minute has been brought to you by Henrico County. Henrico County is now hiring. You can visit henrico.us/jobs to view a complete list of all opportunities, full and part-time, that are currently available. To learn more about Henrico's commitment to its employees and the Henrico way, and find out why employees like Henrico Police Logistics Asset Manager Kristen Gaines say, quote, "Henrico feels like my home. It really is my family. I can't imagine doing anything else." That's henrico.us/jobs.